This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Okay, I said it was going to be a quick break, and a quick break it is. We're going to do the final award. It is warming up in here, isn't it? The final award will be announced now. So if you wouldn't mind all taking your places for this final award. And then I believe, and the band will be back on, yes? Great. Okay, so we'll get on with this final award now, which is a fantastic award to win. And then we'll hear the silent auction and then the band will resume playing. So are we ready? Are we ready to hear the final award announced for this evening? And before we do that, can we just hear a big round of applause for the Globe Committee, who have done an amazing job of putting this wonderful night together. And also a big round of applause for the Pete Miller Band, who have been entertaining with their great music and will continue to do so, and there's dance floor. So, the final award for tonight is, of course, the Victorian GLBTI Person of the Year. Obviously an extraordinary category to be nominated in. And the nominees are Daniel Whithouse. Daniel's work in challenging homophobia in Victoria and Australia has helped countless in your community, our community, by changing the view of the broader community. He is the founder of the National Institute Challenging Homophobia Education and is well known for his work with young people and those in isolated communities. The second nominee is Don Hay. Don's dedication and support for the GLBTI community spans 26 years. He started volunteering with the Victorian AIDS Council in 1988. And his strong knowledge of HIV and GLBTI issues saw him appointed a staff member in 1994. And he continues to be an important representative for the GLBTI individuals in our community. Anna Brown. Anna has been... Anna has been involved in just about every legal or political achievement by Victoria's GLBTI community over the past 2 years, either leading through the change or giving advice in the background. Amongst her achievements, Anna's work has helped the High Court understand trans and gender diverse issues, and she secured the Victoria Police apology for the Tasty nightclub raid. Which, you know, inspired me, reading this inspired me to Google the Tasty. What a story. What an incredible thing Anna has achieved in getting an apology for that. So without further ado, the winner of the GLBTI Person of the Year is, and all such fine nominees, Anna Brown. Now, do you want to tell them, or will I? This isn't Anna. We could pretend, because you are Anna's identical twin sister, Robin. And do you want to explain? You can explain where Anna is.
Yes.
So Robin Brown.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm Robin Brown. I'm Anna's twin. I did consider pretending to be her tonight. We have done that in the past, but I didn't want to get a haircut, so here I am. Anna's actually in Kenya at the moment doing more good work. She's meeting with some other lawyers and they're working on some strategic litigation matters. So she would have loved to be here, but she can't. So she sent some words for me to read out. First of all, can I express my disappointment and apologies for not being able to be part of the first ever Globe Community Awards. And I want to commend Globe for their initiative in bringing us all together tonight, something we don't do enough of, and I hope this evening becomes a regular fixture on the calendar of events for our community. I would like to pay tribute to the other nominees and their outstanding contributions to our community. I'm deeply honoured to accept this award for work that I feel very passionately about. Every day I feel privileged to be able to do what I do. So while I'm very appreciative of this award, the success and progress we've managed to achieve in the past 2 years has been an incredible reward in its own right. It's not every day that you can go to work and feel like you've remedied a significant injustice or changed someone's life for the better, something I'm very grateful for. Every case that I've run, every piece of advocacy or campaign has been in partnership with inspiring advocates such as Jamie Gardner, Corey Ilham, Sally Goldner, Paula Gerber, Liam Leonard, Crusader Hillis, Matt Dixon, Greg Atkins, lots of people here, Tony Briffer, Jason Ball, Felicity Marlowe, Rodney Croom, Peter Hindle and Sam Rutherford, law firms, barristers and more. I particularly want to thank Jamie Gardner, who's been an incredible mentor. And the talented and passionate committee of volunteers at the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, who have all helped reinvigorate the lobby with me over the past 2.5 years. Thank you to... Thank you to my team of superstar colleagues at the Human Rights Law Centre who had faith in me starting an LGBTI rights practice, even without that small matter of funding. Last but no means least, I want to thank my partner Krista for her love and support. Sorry, Robin, I know this is getting weird now. And to everyone else in my life. I would like to remind everyone that tonight is also an opportunity to look outside Victoria and reflect on our place in the international community. In Kenya, for example, where I am currently, LGBTI people are criminalised, our organisations are outlawed and silenced, and human rights defenders risk their physical safety and security when they speak out. I don't say this to diminish our own struggle. The discrimination and challenges we face in Australia are very real, but to urge us as a community to be more conscious of how we can support the struggles of our siblings in other parts of the world. One of the reasons we need to continue the pace of reform in Australia is because the impacts of this reform do not end at our borders. Our positive achievements will influence states and inspire and motivate our civil society comrades. Australia's new federal discrimination protections for LGBTI people are now promoted as the gold standard for the UN. I've spoken about our expunging legislation in Victoria and New South Wales and passports with X categories to rooms full of diplomats and ambassadors at the UN Human Rights Council. Similarly, if we don't speak out against prejudice, if we slide backwards, even if it is as simple as our senior elected representatives supporting homophobic extremist religious conferences, we embolden our opponents. By leading on human rights, sensitively and respectfully, in partnership with LGBTI communities all around the world, we can help contribute to the international movement for change. It's something I hope we can do more of as a community in the future. Thank you again to Globe and the judging panel for initiating this event. A night like this will help us all energise and refocus for the challenges ahead. And together we can affirm our commitment to achieving equality for our communities one day soon in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin, and congratulations to Anna Brown. You've been able to send a lovely text to Anna in Kenya, Krista. good news. And look, so that's our final award.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.